guys. Welcome to the Mom Voice. This is Lauren and Sarah with episode 61.
Okay, Lauren, we're talking all the rules that we break today.
Yeah.
All the parenting rules.
I know. Kind of funny. Kind of going a little upside down here with the no-nos.
Yeah, we were just talking about quarantine and how everything is just wheels off in our house. And we're like, let's own it. Let's tell people. Let's tell them all the naughty things we're doing.
We can blame it on that, right?
Yeah, no, but it'll be a good episode. Before we get going, let me just ask you to please go make sure you have subscribed to the podcast. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review. We would really appreciate it. And then as always, you can find us online, on social media at the Mom Voice Podcast. Yeah. But first, I feel like we have to address our mothers.
Yes, I know. Happy Mother's Day.
All of you, and very much specifically to our own moms.
To our own special ladies.
We love you so much. My mom is in Texas, and so I'm not going to be able to see her this year. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing her?
I'll see her this weekend. We're obviously recording this prior to Mother's Day, so right. I'll see her this weekend. She lives in Phoenix, and we'll celebrate a little.
Happy Mother's Day, Susie.
And Dixie. We love you both.
Well, and I found, did you do gifts this year?
I did.
I was struggling, which granted I waited a little, I mean, not super late, but like middle of last week, I went online to go get her something and every shipping is backed up like 2-3 weeks.
I know.
And so I was totally screwed. I was like, crap. I mean, I didn't feel like it was that last minute, but anyway, so sorry, Mama.
No, I know. Thankfully, I didn't think ahead, but I was like looking at a sale and I was like, oh, I like this. And so I ordered it a little bit ago, it worked out. But no, everything even I need that, you know, I just don't want to venture to the store is just so backed up. And then I end up like having to wait threefold to get it.
Gosh,
and it's been the worst.
It's crazy. Well, and do you think you're going to get a little spoiled this weekend?
Yeah, I'm excited to see. It's funny. I sent you that meme that it was like, you know, just a reminder, the kids aren't bringing handmade gifts home from school this year, dads. Like, get on it.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Like, you just kind of have to, hopefully, you know, they remembered and kind of had something up their sleeve. Yeah. I've mentioned it. The kids have mentioned it to me. And then they literally have said, can you take me to the store so I can buy you a present?
Oh my gosh. With your money. Yeah.
And I'm like, take that up with your father. Okay.
Yeah.
I keep going, go talk to dad. Talk to dad.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the thought is so cute. But I'm like, okay. I'm like, and I've said this before. I said it last year. I was like, George, you just take the lead because I want them to like make
Learn.
An initiative, which is so kind. And that's so sweet. They want to like do something, but I'm not going to be the one like, motivating this here.
Totally.
No way. So no, I think they have something.
Oh,
so
that's
we'll see.
So fun.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, before we jump into the topic, the rule breaking, we want to touch on really quickly some pop culture things.
Yeah.
Because we love our pop culture. You guys know that. We're all like desperate for it
now
because there is none.
We had a term a while back, the hot takes.
Hot takes. Yeah.
We're just going to hit some hot takes.
We're
going to
hit some
quick.
Hot takes. Okay. Tell me, what was the thing you saw? The baby names?
Yeah. Oh, well, I just saw, looking along the day, all the Mother's Day info this week, I saw so far 2020's top baby names for boys and girls.
Okay.
And I always love to read these.
Totally.
I just like think they're so fascinating.
I don't think I have read them since I was naming my Luke.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's been a little while. So I really quick wanted to share what the boys and girls' names are.
Yeah.
So I think the girl's name really surprised me. But I'll start with the first, the top five boy names and tell me what you think.
Okay.
One is Asher.
Oh.
Two is Milo.
Oh.
Three is Oliver.
Okay.
Four is Levi. And five is, do you say Silas? Isn't that Justin Timberlake's baby's name?
Oh,
boy's
is
name?
It?
Silas. Is that how you say it? S-I-L-A-S.
Yeah, Silas.
So those are the top five. Aren't they kind of a little? I mean, Levi and Oliver have been around, I think, on the list for years. Top
Levi
10.
Has?
Oh, Levi's been around for a while.
Really?
And Milo, I liked Milo. Asher surprised me.
Totally.
I know one Asher that is my Tristan's age, 10, but I don't know another Asher.
Oh, a lot of those surprise me.
Yeah.
I've never met a Levi. I've never met a Silas. I've never met an Asher.
Yeah.
Never met a Milo.
Oh, and
do you think that's from This Is Us? Milo from him?
I don't know.
Like, where did Milo come
Maybe.
From?
Maybe. There's Milo and Otis. And then Milo's another character in another, what was it? maybe a book. I can't remember. Oh my goodness. I did think about Milo for a hot second for Caleb. Like it wasn't I was like, Milo's really cute, but I'm just like abstracty different than my other kids' names. And so I didn't go with it, but I think Milo's really
interesting.
Cute.
Interesting. Yeah. Milo. No traditional ones
yeah,
in there.
Yeah. Very like.
Yeah. Trendy.
Like they are, but they are like trendy yeah. names. They're just yeah. like a little different.
You
but
know what they remind me of? They remind me of like the Hunger Games yeah. apocalyptic names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're like, all dressed in beige.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
forms of beige. Maybe that's what's happening with Corona. We're all getting there.
And it's
like
a pop,
you have yeah. your Ashers and your Silas.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. We're all just living out the Hunger Games in real life.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
And the top five girls are Luna is number one.
Shut up.
Luna. Yeah. Luna. Not traditional at all. Two is Aurora.
Wait, where is this list
this
from?
This is on Today Show. Shut Today.com. This is Today. Yeah. Yeah. On their Today Parenting. Don't you feel like that's legit?
You guys, I have so many comments I'm not going to say because they're
say
so
it.
Inappropriate.
What?
No, go.
Say it right
no,
now.
Someone what's, will get pissed and I'll get a message on Instagram.
What's inappropriate no. about baby names?
Nothing.
What?
Go. Talk.
Say
tell me,
it.
Tell me the next three.
Oh,
go.
My gosh.
Go.
Okay. So two is Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
Three is Maeve.
Mm-hmm.
Four is Olivia.
Okay.
And again, here's number five. I see it. And is it Isla? I-S-L-A?
Yeah, Isla.
Isla? Is that how you say that? Isla. I know one influencer yeah. that has an Isla, but I don't know
interesting.
An Isla. I don't know a single baby that name personally.
I know a Maeve.
Luna is Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, and okay. Yeah.
Why can't, what's his name?
John Legend.
John Legend's yeah. baby.
Oh my
but
gosh.
That's the only one.
I'm
Olivia's
dying.
Been around forever. Olivia's been on the list for years.
Will
too.
Never die. Oliver and Olivia.
Olivia and Oliver, exactly. Oliver will live on. But those
always.
Are them, which is funny. And I mean, even the bottom five, like the top 10 for both boys and girls continues to be just very different and unique. So
interesting.
So yeah.
Okay. Well, have you started any new shows since we've been in lockdown?
No, but you know, a lot of people are talking about Outer Banks. Like I've got to sit down and maybe just start that on Netflix. Everyone's like saying it's kind of a good watch. So,
all about a crime, not a crime, a teen drama.
And it's
show.
Like it's like a treasure like hunt
yeah.
type story on the East
I
Coast.
I keep seeing it pop up on
yeah.
my Netflix and
I
haven't I
need
looked
to.
Into it yet.
I know you are. Tell us about what you're watching.
Yes. And I will tell you how I got hooked in.
Yes,
she laughs
tell.
Because she knows.
Do tell.
So I posted about this little series, gosh, weeks ago, and it's called Explained on yep. Netflix. And at the time I came across it, it was like Coronavirus Explained. And it was like a 20-minute thing. And so I just popped on it and I was like, oh, this is so informative. I really like how it's produced. It's like, I don't know, just really eye-catching. They have famous people narrating it, like names that we know. Like who's Anna in Frozen?
Kristen Bell.
She does one. Like there's really cool people who narrate it. Anyway, so as I get to looking at it, I'm like, oh, this is a series. This is like a Netflix documentary series. And they highlight like all these different, don't you dare.
No,
don't you dare, you
no,
guys.
You're just very
she knows what's coming.
No, stop.
So they have all of these different things that are highlighted on the Explained series, and they're like 20-minute episodes. And so when I get into looking, you guys, I'm rolling through the table of contents or whatever you want to call it, the episode list, and one of them is the female orgasm explained.
It is a mystery to
so,
many men,
you know, having maybe had some problems in that area in the past.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. They're going to explain this in 18 minutes. I'm down. Let's watch this.
Yes.
So I totally watched it. Viewer discretion advised. And I'm like,
was
wow.
it as fascinating as you or as
super
helpful
fascinating.
As you thought or what?
Totally. I think there were a lot of parts that were like, yes, yes, this needs to be known.
Right.
Like, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I think they go into a lot of the like cultural things that women are bombarded with, like
mm-hmm.
how, you know, every time you see a sex scene in a movie, the woman is just like, you know, roaring and
right.
having like all the crazy whatever. Feeling, yes. all of it, you know? And like, let's be real. It's not always like that. Yep. And so it's like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not having that reaction every time right. me and my hubs go to do the dirty, you know what right. I mean? So then they talk about like all the images that we are like given as we grow up and like all the stuff and what we compare ourselves to and how it is just so different and how for a man, it's very formulaic, like certain things happen, they're touched, like all the things. Women are just different. We're right. all a little bit different. It's and in so a little different spot.
Mental, emotional.
It's more mental for us. Like there's a lot of different factors and it really kind of has to become a thing with you and your partner of like learning your body
yeah.
and like what works for you because right. what might work for you, Lauren, might not work for me. Like
right.
there's certain things on my body, like I don't really like that I know other women like. And so it's like, yeah, I found it super interesting. And they talked about the G spot.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a long time we've heard about that, the G spot. Apparently it's like a myth, doesn't really exist.
A myth.
I like, don't know.
Doesn't exist.
Go watch it.
That's interesting.
They're saying that every, and I can't say the word right. It's the C word that starts, not the bad C word. Sorry. That came out wrong. It's like a very biological term.
Clitoris.
That. Clitoris? Clitoris? Is that
clitoris,
what it is?
Clitoris.
I don't know. Whatever. That word. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
They're saying that every single orgasm that occurs on a woman is because of that.
And the G-spot is not yeah. real.
So I don't know. Go watch it and judge for yourself.
Interesting.
It was interesting. So then, you know, that was the first one I watched. And then they've got so many good little 20-minute documentaries.
Which one? What else do you look? What other ones?
There's
are
one
fun?
On monogamy, on why we tend to seek one partner and want to be monogamous. There's one on why women are paid less, typically. There's one on weed. Found that really fascinating.
Interesting.
The weed one.
Yeah.
yeah. There's different plants and foreign. I didn't know anything about it. I know about it now. It was really good. And then I've watched, oh shoot, I should have pulled up the list. I've
oh,
watched
that's
like,
okay.
I've watched like 8 or 9 of them. And they're really good.
That's great.
Yeah. So if you're one to like get some knowledge
yeah,
about topics, you might not.
I do need to watch the Corona one. Absolutely. I need to like catch up on that.
Yeah. Anyway, just
that's
a little
awesome.
Shout out, you know. So that's
no,
what
a
I've
good
been.
Little tidbit to watch.
That's what I didn't intend to go into the O word on the podcast, but there you go.
Well, there you go.
Okay. And then last thing, quick hit is I asked you about this before we went live, but Meghan and Harry.
I know, right?
Any Meghan update and Harry. On them?
Yeah. They were definitely in the news about a day or two ago. It was Archie, baby Archie's first birthday. So their baby is one, which is crazy that they're already, but his first year held a lot of crazy things for their family.
Oh my gosh.
From what I understand, they've moved to LA now.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
Which is like shocking to me too.
Or typical.
I know.
Meghan.
So, right. I mean, again,
I'm so bitter.
I know. It's just.
Is that child even going to be raised with a British accent like he should be?
No, he probably won't be. He probably won't be.
How can Harry's child not have a British accent?
I know. Well, if he's growing up in America, he won't. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh.
I know, which is crazy. I think.
Oh, the eye rolls.
Yeah,
that are
the eye rolls.
Right now.
I mean, again, we've talked about this subject. Who really knows the core culprit of the problem here, but it's just unfortunate they're in LA and not with the royal family. So, but yeah, it was his first birthday and like a video went viral of Meghan reading to baby Archie and just, you know, Harry's recording it and it's just like a cute family moment. But
I can't picture what Archie looks like for some
it's
reason.
It's interesting. He looks like they post a picture of Harry and he looks a lot like Harry.
Mm.
And I don't, you know, I guess he would be like 25% African American and you don't really see
right.
any like African American like traits and his skin's pretty fair, so I don't know, it's interesting, but then I kind of see a little bit of Meghan in him too though. It is interesting.
Well,
so,
wow,
I know.
Okay.
We'll see that unfold here in the next few months or years.
Ugh,
crazy.
They need to get out of LA. That's terrible. Okay, well let's jump into our topic. We're talking about the parenting roles that we have broken or we continue to break.
That we bend or have broken. And just, I mean, not obviously to be like rebels. They just like haven't like applied or worked out quite in our plans.
Totally. In our situation. Yeah. So I'll kick it off if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
So I was telling Lauren, I get a lot of questions about my Luke. He sleeps in a crib tent. Okay. And for those of you out there who don't know what this is, it's literally a tent that you put in their crib and it encloses them in the night. Okay. Super controversial. Like, they quit selling them in the United States. I don't know if they do now again, but I, with Landon, I purchased the tent, and that was because he was crawling out of his tent. He was crawling out of his bed way too early, 18 months or something.
Yeah.
He was like falling over and like, I'm sorry, but I was just not ready to move my 18-month-old into a bed. Not happening. And so I purchased the crib tent that I have now from Australia. I did. And it's been the best purchase I've ever made.
Well, why do you think they like stopped producing them here? Or, like, selling
I think
them?
It
do
might
think...
be borderline inhumane
no,
to some people.
No, I don't think a crib is a cage to begin with. Like, let's be real. So it's like, no, I it's just know. To keep them confined.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, to put my a top children, on it is not wrong.
And I don't want to paint like a weird picture because I had no idea what it was before I actually bought one. But it's like a really big dome. Like,
and it's mesh and see-through and breathable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's nothing like, it's just like a mesh, like kind of zip over top so they can't crawl out and even hurt themselves more so than anything.
Exactly.
So,
but my kids have like loved it ever since I bought it. Landon loved it. Luke has loved it. Like, I don't know. I've never gotten any pushback about the crib tent, but I feel like it is a big no-no that I love.
Yeah.
And I use a lot.
But like, I think so many of us have also been in that boat when they're trying to get out of the crib too early. And it's just,
it's just a nightmare.
And I mean, from experience, moving my oldest to a bed just really a little too soon before I think he was ready. He slept great through the night. To believe it or not, he wasn't even crawling out, but I just felt like
you were
I needed
prepping for the twins.
To shift him. Yeah, yeah. So the twins could have the cribs and everything. And I just should have known better. I should have left him there. But and then, oh man, payback was rough because he was up and down, wouldn't stay in his bed, up in the night, wouldn't go to bed, you know, it just, yeah. So whatever you can do to keep them sleeping well and in their crib for as long as possible.
Well, I need to put this PSA out there. I've read all the sleep books, you guys know that. And one of them that I read said something specifically about moving the child from the crib. And it said that before 3 years of age, it's something, and it's been so long since I've read it, but that they don't have like the mental boundaries to stay in their bed like they should.
Probably.
So as long as you can postpone them in their crib, keeping them in that confined space, not necessarily with a tent, but like as long as they have those boundaries of the crib, they kind of need that until they're three. And I mean, so far I haven't moved my third one to a bed yet, but both of my children I've kept in their crib past three, well past three, like three and a half. And I not once have had my children get out of bed, but to go pee.
That's awesome.
Ever.
That's
and
so,
so
good.
Maybe there is some truth to that. I don't know. Because I do think if you think about like an 18-month-old child, that is really young for them to like understand, oh, I need to stay here and it's
not
playtime.
Or just have the free reign of like getting up anytime in the night or in the morning. You don't know what they're doing. Like, and so it's kind of
totally.
Like.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Did we ever talk about on here about that idea? Someone had told us about for nap time or like remote travel when you take the pack and play and flip it upside down.
No.
Well, I guess we're all like a cage.
I've never heard
but
that.
So they, because I feel like every time we're on a trip or at a cabin or something and it's like a baby's climbing out of their pack and play and it's the same concept just to like keep them in place.
Oh my gosh,
I've never done
funny.
It. But I heard someone say it. Where did I see? I don't know where I saw that. And I was like, that's kind of genius though, because it's the same concept of like keeping them confined, make them like a little bed and then just so they're in their spot to sleep.
How did I not ever think of that?
I know. I'm just flipping around.
That's right up my alley.
I know.
So funny. Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Let me know if it works. If
you
try it. Yeah,
no, totally. I know. And so I feel like the crib tent was one I broke. And then in the same kind of breath is I also did crib bumpers with all my children, which I know are a no-no.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. And I'm so bad, you guys, that I put blankets in with my children.
Yes.
And I do wait until they're like a year old, 9 months to a year old. But like, it makes me so sad to see them just on a blank sheet.
Yeah.
When I feel like they're cold or they need something to snuggle with. And I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I mean, and not only do they have blankets, they're like in this full like,
oh, shut up, Lauren,
of like, squid, like, they're just like wrapped up all comfy. Oh,
my kids are like beyond comfy in their beds. I know. I have way too many blankets.
No, it's cute. It's so good. No, they've always been, yeah. And they've been blankie lovers. I mean, that's their thing.
They are big blankie lovers.
Yes.
That's a big rule I've broken too, which you shouldn't do. But anyway. Okay, well, tell me one of yours.
At age.
Yeah.
So my first one is funny, YouTube. Like I YouTube, you know, just like going into like adulthood and even like early years of parenting, YouTube like kind of just had this stigma of like just this free reign.
Oh,
who
yeah.
even knows
freak
what's
shows.
On there? Freak
totally.
Shows. Right? I mean, obviously YouTube is so versatile and it's like, I mean, we're now on YouTube, but Mike,
sort of.
On hold.
Yeah.
And so, no, but like I just like never thought I would pull up YouTube. And then kids YouTube, that app came out and like probably around the twins were like little and they just loved watching that egg. People open those eggs.
Freaking
and
Ryan.
Open the toys and then Ryan's World surfaced and it continued and da da da. And now because we have like our TV, there's just like a YouTube like app
icon,
you can open
totally.
Icon and they just love to watch. And there are just so many people out there.
Oh my
with
gosh.
YouTube. Granted, so I say this out loud because I just really never wanted to open that universe to my kids because it's so, there's so much out there.
Yeah.
And thankfully the kids app is supposedly more controlled and I do trust that a little bit, but like the YouTube is like so much. But my kids would much rather watch these like family / kid shows created on YouTube to even like Spirit
videos,
and PJ Masks.
Yeah,
it's pretty much home videos. And let's be real, we're suckered into reality TV just as much. And that's like their reality TV. It's like kids doing things at their house.
Oh my gosh, I just had a revelation.
Like what?
Our addiction to Instagram and Facebook, is their addiction to YouTube?
No, absolutely it is.
They're watching people's lives how we watch people's lives.
And part of me is like, oh, this could be cool and inspiring and they think they can do it at home. But then it's like they also think like they should have a YouTube channel or some of the shows are so unrealistic and they have all these toys and all these things. I'm like, understand this is not real life. They're like playing it up for like a show here. They're making a show.
Right.
And so it's like interesting. Like Ryan's, but Ryan, I will say the thing about Ryan, I will say he's like the richest YouTube star there is pretty much. But I will say his family has stayed very like normal and humble.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind him as much. Granted, he's like on the Target shelves now. It's just like so crazy. But like there are some – and then there's like these girls. Evelyn just showed me these girls. They're called like the – I don't even know how to say their name. The Hashnick sisters. There's four of them. And they sing and they dance. They're like their own little girl group.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're making like music videos. And they were doing this one with their dad going camping. And they're singing about how they don't like to camp. And then they start breakdancing in the dirt.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like so cute and so funny. And I'm like, okay, I guess it's not too bad. But it's just like within means, of course, monitoring and controlling
gosh.
It.
Yes.
But I just – never thought I would let my kids like watch YouTube, kind of like they are. Like they would just way rather watch that. And it's just weird.
Oh, I think that's totally normal.
Yeah,
though.
I guess. Like, I really do. I just have to be like in the room and present what they're watching. And again, it's been pretty harmless.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Or all the slime challenges or the marker challenges, all the things. It is just like cracks me up.
Crazy.
Cracks
oh my
me
gosh.
Up.
That is so funny.
All right.
Okay. My next one is breastfeeding.
Yeah,
and
right.
I only have to bring this up because we got, what was it, a comment or a review recently?
Yeah, it was a review. It was a review, I think.
It was a review. Somebody had said something that we were, what was it?
Just,
that
I don't
we
know.
We were harsh
just like
about breastfeeding.
Yeah, or judgmental about
judgmental.
It.
Judgmental.
Which was ironic because we've done an episode on the topic where
I
we
don't
talked
even
a lot
remember,
about it.
Honestly, what we said, but I just had to die laughing because I can't imagine that I shamed anybody about breastfeeding because I suck so bad at it and I gave up so quickly. Like I was very much a formula bottle feeder to my children. Yeah. I really wanted to be a breastfeeding mom so bad, like theoretically, but it just did not vibe with my work schedule, with my anxiety level. I never got comfortable with it out in public. Like, it just stressed me out. Whereas I would see your sisters and you, like, you guys would just whip it out at the zoo and be totally fine in the middle of Disneyland. You're like feeding a kid. And I'm like, I am so impressed. And no. I just can't do that. I couldn't do it. And so I just, yeah, I do feel like I had this rule in my head with Kate when I first had her, like, I'm going to breastfeed for the year. I'm going to do it. Breast is best. I fully believe that.
Right.
You guys know I'm hardcore with the parenting books and the sleeping and all the things, but that's one I broke. I told myself I was going to do it and I ended up breaking it, and I broke it quicker and quicker with every child.
And that's okay. So. I mean, yeah, it's not for everybody, and like different circumstances call for different,
yeah,
you know, measures, and that's all right.
No, totally.
So, I mean, no,
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
You did the full time with all your children, right?
Yeah, I did a year for all of them.
Yeah, you did.
And that's good. It is hard. I mean, it is hard. There were times where I wanted to give up. And like, I totally get that.
Oh, but
that.
I think some moms are so like natural about it. Like they really are.
Yeah.
Like I would get in my head about, are they getting enough? Because my boobs are so small. Like I never felt like I was that engorged mom that was just flowing milk. Like I know I produced milk.
Right.
And I never used that excuse that I don't produce enough. Like I know I was producing enough because my babies got super fat super quick.
Yeah,
like,
they did. Right.
Like it's not anything to do with supply, but I still like I would see my breasts were not big. I'm still an A.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, why are they getting enough? Like, am I feeding? Are they still hungry? Should I supplement? Like all the things. And
totally,
it's like, I just
totally
overthought it. I overstressed about it.
Right. No. But, and I totally get it. It's a stressful thing. And thankfully I did get it down and it worked out for me, but it's a lot.
Oh, and you breastfed twins. So you get double points.
Oh, stop it. Stop
no,
it.
You do. Okay. Tell me one of yours.
So I, I've used this a few times. Well, we have melatonin in our house.
Yes.
And so I honestly don't know how taboo it is or
I
how
take
calm
it every
it is.
Night.
You do.
I
yourself.
Do. Every
and
single night.
Does it help you?
100%.
I've taken it maybe once or twice, and I don't even know if it really affected me.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing with melatonin. Okay. First of all, let me just say, I grew up in a home where we take medicine. Okay.
Right.
There, as I've moved out west, okay, I'm in Arizona now, I have come across a lot of people who don't. And I feel like the closer you get to California, the more natural remedies, like oils, anti-medicine people you come across.
Sure.
That's amazing. I kind of married into one and that's awesome. I feel like now I'm a little both, but like I grew up with a nurse for a mother. She's like, your head hurts, go take some Advil. Or,
totally.
Or, oh, you've got a whatever, here's a cough drop or here's whatever. Like there was always, we were getting our immunizations, like whatever. What I'm saying is like medicine was not a bad thing in my house. And so I have taken melatonin, gosh, for 10 years now, almost.
And you're not like even immune to it? It still like helps you kind of
Oh, this is where I was going with that. The thing with melatonin you have to know is it is not a drug in the sense that it will like knock you out.
No.
You really
no,
have to do
no.
your part of like turn the lights off, turn the screen off,
get in your
try
bed,
to go to
go
sleep,
to sleep
and it will work.
It will help you sleep.
Yeah. It's like, it's not going to like, if you're watching TV and you're like into something, it's not going to put you
right.
to sleep.
Right.
But if you're like trying to go to sleep, yes, it will help you. And
no,
so,
and I mean, we don't use it very often. We don't want the kids to become reliant on it or anything. But if there's been a long day and we're just over it and bedtime needs to come quick, or if we're traveling and we need the kids to really like sleep well and whatever, we will have, you know, we got melatonin on hand and we'll use it with the kids once in a while.
Totally.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, it is a saving grace though. Like it really, it does help our kids just wind down faster, gets them to sleep quicker. It's not the hour ordeal of bedtime and drinks and
tickle back.
Oh, I
would love
and
to know all the moms who use it.
Yeah. And no, and I've heard like, I mean, we've talked about it And I think, I've talked to maybe my sisters about it. I don't think I'm super.
I know a lot of people who use it.
And my sister-in-laws. But, like, I don't know if it's, like, a common thread or people – or even if a doctor would recommend it. But we just use it, like, when you need it. Yeah. Of course. Totally. And so, I don't know. Not that it's, like, a rule to be broken. I just think it's a little, like, let them do it on their own. Be patient. Be good. You know, just hang in there. But I'm like, no, there's some nights I just need bedtime to happen now. And
100%.
Go to bed.
100%.
So anyways.
And have you ever had the your baby swallowed a lot of melatonin accident?
Yeah, remember? I've had that happen once where into the melatonin bottle and
the yummy chewables. One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they just think they're candy.
Strawberry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was so scary.
Wait, what child was that for
you? It was the twins and they were little. They were like under two. And I remember I called like poison control to make sure.
Yeah.
I was like, are they going to like pass out on the floor? Yeah. Do I know like is it going to slow their heart rate? Yeah. Like they're taking too many? Because I don't know. I got there like just a little minute too late and I don't know how many they ate. They're like chewable. They're pink, like whatever. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. And the funny thing is, they didn't skip a beat that day. Like you said, they weren't in the position of like a dark room and bed and like in their crib. We were like heading to the zoo or something. And they honestly like didn't skip a beat that day. And I'm like, oh, this is weird.
Oh, yeah. It happened with me too when Luke was little and we were still living in our other house. Because those bottles are not childproofed. Like they can open.
Some of mine are.
Oh, the chewable ones aren't. That's what I take every night. And it's a purple top and you can just open it. Anyway, I'm guessing he took like 20.
Oh my gosh.
He got in there, I'm guessing. And I was freaking out. I called the doctor. The doctor's like, he's fine. Don't even worry about it. I get this call all the time.
Yeah.
I called another doctor that I knew. Again, he's like, yeah, we get this all the time in the ER. He's totally fine.
These moms and their melatonin.
So like, I'm not like promoting it. Please don't take that. But like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Be careful with the melatonin. Like put it up. Oh my gosh. Where they can't reach.
They were in my hall bathroom sink in the medicine cabinet, those turkeys.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't even know.
Mine was in my bedside table.
Yeah, I don't even know how they got it open.
Oh, that's so funny. Geez. Well, speaking of medicine, I mean, I feel like I've totally broken the rule of like cough medicine before the 4 year old.
The 4 year mark. Oh, well, sometimes, especially with a cough.
Yes.
I mean, fever too, but when you have a bad cough, oh, you're just desperate.
And like,
anything to like, you know, soothe it a little bit so they can sleep.
I know.
Oh, I know.
And I'm definitely not talking about my babies, but like when my Landon, I mean, he weighs as much as some 5 year olds.
Right. They're big enough.
I'm like, I'm going to freaking give him some cough syrup, you know?
Or like when they have a high fever and you just are like, I mean, they have the infant stuff, but yeah. No, I know.
I just feel like some of the roles are just a little aggressive. I don't know. But
right.
Again, I grew up with the meds, okay? Yep. I might be a little
breaking
lenient
the rules
on them.
Totally.
I don't know.
Totally.
Okay. What's your next one?
I guess we'll go into missing school because we were talking about
quarantine.
I mean, quarantines were definitely all about that. They never need to miss a day again. I think they've got this all out of their system. I'm never going to pull them out again because you're going to make every day count next year.
Totally.
No, I'm kidding. But I mean, we have both kind of been like a little lenient on the idea of like, we want them to be there. School's, of course, a priority, but they're also in elementary school.
And they're also kids.
And they're also kids, and they need a little bit of a break. Most of mine are due to, like, traveling and, like,
specifically
maybe going to California. I don't
maybe
like to
where?
Do Disney on the weekends. Come on. It's got to be midweek now. And so, no, my kids have missed – and my kids' school specifically, too, is a little more strict and rigid a little bit. And so it's a big deal when you miss a few days. And actually, I will say though, I've never gotten a major pushback from the teachers.
Oh,
they never like mom guilted me or
be
anything.
Be honest. Did they know where you're going?
Yeah, most of the time they do. Two or three of them are like, oh, have fun, have a great time. And then you'll be like, oh, and then once in a while you might get that, oh, okay.
There's been a death in the family.
Yeah, you know, we're going to fake it out. No. And but I will say I have gotten the letter from the school, the district, being like, your child has missed 6 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need to be aware, like, you can only miss this many. And it's only like 15 days.
Totally.
So when you're like at that halfway mark and it's only like October, November, you're like, we can't miss for a while.
I know.
So I guess it's just like a fine line. And everyone's a little bit different. But especially when they're young, you got to kind of take advantage and have those experiences and the fun. And I know it's not always the right thing, but oh well.
I'm all about it. Yeah. I do the exact same thing.
Right?
I feel like the majority of the vacations that we've taken, again, my oldest is in first grade. It's not that big of a deal. But yeah, we've done them pulling her out, you know. Yeah. And I do
want to be better at taking advantage of fall break and spring break, right? Because we do get a week off here in Arizona, which
and we're
is
just
so
sitting
awesome.
Around like,
and
what
half
are we
the
doing?
Time we're like not scared. Yeah,
right.
So I want to like coincide it, but let's be real, a lot of my bigger vacations with the kids will be Disneyland, and I hate to go during busy times.
Totally.
So if I do like one or two trips to Disney a year, I try to do it midweek and I pull them out. But yeah. Beach trips and stuff, there's no reason I can't plan that on spring break. So I've got to do better with that.
Totally.
Because then, yeah, we're sitting around and everyone else is having fun. So.
Oh my gosh, totally. It's so true.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, I wrote down my last one. I wrote down drink. What do you think that means?
Drink. Sodas?
Is it my soda?
Is it the diet soda, Diet Cokes? Letting maybe. Them have sodas sometimes?
I don't know.
Sip on your soda?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I really don't
Did
know.
Did you mention it to me?
I wrote down drink on mine. And I guess I could go there. With Kate, I was hardcore. My child did not taste soda until she was about 3 years old.
Like, that's amazing because you have soda all the time.
Oh, all the time.
So that's amazing.
And like
actually.
Every time I drove through the drive-thru, she never got anything
and
ever.
No. Oh my
and
gosh.
And like she just never
Those
asked.
Glorious days. They just didn't even assume something would be for them out of that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. It's like, okay. And then by the time Landon comes along, she's getting older. She's more aware. Anyway, long story short, I feel like I got way lenient with every child.
I know.
Luke comes along and he's just like double fisted.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
He's like, so into the sodas and I'm like, oh my
well
gosh.
Let's be real, it's not just even soda. I mean, it's like so many things.
Oh, it's
like
everything.
You know, treats and snacks. Yeah. And when you just told yourself you'd like have boundaries or you should
sugar.
Only eat
it's sugar.
Sugar after dinner, you know. No, not even, because like the thing is with after dinner, I don't like my kids having a dessert. It's too close to bedtime, it winds them up,
right?
So I don't ever even let them have
but
dessert.
You like a dessert.
Yes. And we
dare
like
they
a
find
treat.
You
oh,
eating
dare
a
they
dessert.
Find us eating our treat. Treat.
Exactly.
Jeez. No, I know. It's but we bend the rules so much because we always say they need to eat lots of greens and fruits every day. So we just kind of
get
sabotaged right from the minute we introduce
and
all that junk.
It gets a whole lot more lenient the longer you parent.
Right.
I feel like as a new mom, you just have like such high ambitions and then it all goes away.
I know. Well, anyway. Segueing into my next one, just talking about like traveling to Disneyland. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. Well, no, I do.
Say it.
I can believe it because my justification is that Disneyland kind of robs you blind anyways.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
The expense to do the experience, to go, the food, the toys, it's outrageous.
Totally.
So I don't feel really that bad bending this rule. But like, I honestly don't buy my youngest a ticket till they're like near four. And it's like
two
and under are free. But I put them in that stroller and I say, don't talk. I put a pinky in their mouth and we push on through.
Yeah, we put a pinky, put a blanket on. You go to sleep.
Yeah.
And all.
No,
oh, totally.
I literally like, yeah. And especially like when the twins were little, I mean, that was two tickets.
Oh, man.
I was like, okay, we're riding this out till like it's obvious.
Oh my gosh.
To.
It's so true.
So there was some bending of that rule for, you know, a year or so.
Oh,
with
I've
my
done
kiddos.
It. I know like so many people who do it. We all do that.
And the thing is, and people are probably like, oh my gosh, how'd you do that? And just being a Disney fan, I mean, they don't like ask for proof or
oh,
anything.
Oh, how dare they
and
ask?
And they would, and they
yeah,
would
right.
never ask. I mean, no. That's kind of like Disney policy. The guest
oh, yeah.
is always right. So
it's like
I mean,
asking somebody's weight.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying my baby looks older than they
yeah,
think?
Or my baby oh, yeah? fat or something. Like, what? What? No. So I just kind of milk that to like, you know, as much as I can because I do like to go and it is a small fortune.
Oh,
so.
It's like, yeah, so that's ridiculous. Well, and on that note, I mean, we totally break the drink rules at Disneyland.
Oh, I guess we have kind of figured a
we'll
system.
We'll call it a hack. We'll
yeah,
call
a
it
a system, a hack that if you like, we hold on to our cups
yeah.
through the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, but the thing is, the problem is with Disneyland is they don't do refills. Like, out maybe one to two restaurants in each park has like a refillable station. You
right.
remember this. You have
yeah.
to go to the counter and they'll just say, no, we don't do refills.
Right. But there are some.
But there are two or three spots.
That you can be covert enough.
Yes. You can message us if you're interested.
Yeah.
I guess we don't need to put this full out on
blast.
Hit
us up on the DM.
Yeah. That you can go and refill your cup throughout the day. Because again, a soda's $4 a pop, literally. And you're just like, dang,
hey, we're spending money on the churros and the souvenirs and the toffee things, and all the crap. Okay,
where we can save a few bucks.
Don't get me on my caffeine.
I know, right?
I need my soda,
and especially in a full 15-hour day, we need our caffeine
when we're solo with our children and no help. Oh my gosh. If only we could show the freak show pictures of like 18 kids and four adults.
Our group. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Man, but those were the good old days.
They were. I know. tear emoji.
I know. Share your last one.
Or is it the car seat?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The car seat is a big one. It's a big one that I break, you guys. Yeah. And it's purely because my children are so big. They're so big. So I think the rule, or at least it was when my littles.
The rules are have evolved in the last like year or two. Yeah. Too. So it's like.
They wanted us to keep our children under two until they're 2 years old, backward facing in a full point harness car seat. Okay. The problem I ran into there is my kids were so tall that their legs would like buckle, you know what I mean, when they're facing the back seat.
Right.
They were so uncomfortable. So yeah, I ended up turning them around their first birthday and they would face forward.
Right. Every single child I turned around on their first birthday.
Did you?
Yeah. But that was the rule at some point. And then some point I don't even know. No, I think it was one at some point. And then I think that was just what I knew. But
I can remember going to the pediatrician appointment with my Kate and saying, no, I turned her around. And she's saying, well, she needs to be rear facing until she's two. And I'm like, I can't do that. She's like so uncomfortable and she wants to see what's going on and all the things.
Oh, and it is. It's like life-changing for
them. And she was just
them.
Like, well, okay, but you should, you know, these are the rules anyway. Yes. And I'm like, okay, rules broken. Sorry. Right, I'm not doing that one. So, and I've tried, let's be real. I have tried so hard with the car seats. I mean, my kids are always buckled. They are always buckled.
Right.
I will say that. I honestly don't know if I pay 100% attention to the grade of car seat that they should be in at every weight and age. Right. They are always in some form of car seat. Okay.
Well, and it's pretty extreme now. I feel like you're to be in a car seat booster thing till you're like 7 or 8.
Is it?
And so, I mean, I know we both need to be updated.
I really need to read up on that.
There's like quite a few stages that you're supposed to go along.
I have my Kate in a booster, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But she's a big girl. I mean, I feel like she could phase out of that soon.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And I don't even know what the rules are on the front seat. I never do the front seat, but like I need to educate myself on that.
You have to be a certain weight and minimum age of 8.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Tristan has graduated into the front seat, which is good.
This whole topic just makes me laugh though, because legit, okay, this is a true story. I can remember in my mom's Impala, you know, a sedan, no joke, riding in the back. You know where like behind the back seats in a sedan where the window is?
Oh, yeah.
I would lay up there and like just look out the window.
Oh, that is
no
so
lie.
Funny. No, well,
telling
this
the truth.
This is a true story too. George's mom would drive the older kids to school and he would crawl down and sit by her feet by the pedals because the heat would come out there. It would be like cold in the morning.
No.
And he would sit by her feet by the pedals because it was warmer down there.
So you guys, we have to think we're doing a little bit better than what we were raised with.
That sounds like we're flashing back to the 50s. No, this was like in the mid 80s, the 90s.
Oh my
gosh. So it's like, that wasn't that long ago.
No. So, and just think how extreme it is now. That is so funny.
So funny.
But definitely buckle your kids.
Yeah,
like, that's
absolutely.
No joke.
Always be buckled.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that was fun. Again, this was supposed to be like a lighthearted, like fun topic.
Just funny.
Okay. So let's just jump right into our hit and miss. We're coming up on time. What's your hit?
Yes, I know. I was thinking about it today while I was in the shower, my hit and miss. My hit would actually be George and I. And George and I are just in like a really good groove right now.
Yes, you are.
We can all
relate. Did you watch the Explained episode?
We have not yet, actually. We need to. We need to watch the Explained.
That's good.
No, but George and I, you know, as any couple can relate. Like you kind of have like you're on and you're like more off times.
Totally.
We've just been really being really on and just having good nights and good moods.
Yeah,
and like
you are.
Excited to see each other. Like I just feel like we're in a good, you know, niche right now. And I just.
You're in a peak, not a valley.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got to take those victories when they come because, you know, like, I mean, quarantine obviously takes a toll on us all and
oh my
just
gosh.
All of it. And the kids do too. But like, George is just always kind of my saving grace when he comes home. Not to help me or do more or anything, but just, I don't know. There's just a comfort of his, like, presence with
and
me.
And a camaraderie that, like, and we're like, in the crazy exactly. together.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it, I don't know. I just, like I've said, I just,
that's a good
I can't
one.
Get enough of him right now, so that's good.
She can't get enough of him.
Yeah. Thank goodness it's a weekend. Woo-hoo. Weekend, George. I'm just
I
kidding.
Love that. Go okay, ahead. Well, my hit is... Kate's schooling. I feel like I'm getting a handle on
yeah,
it,
Lauren. You've been doing a lot more
It's
this
taken
week.
Me a solid 6 weeks. It really has, but I've come around. She's doing a lot better. She passed off all of her sight words. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's so good.
Her reading is picked up. I'm still not like a great teacher or very patient with it at all, but we're doing better.
That's
and
awesome.
So I'm going to count that as my hit.
Totally. That is. That's awesome.
Okay. What's your miss?
My miss, I told you too this week, I actually had some friends over for Cinco, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And I know we're just little daredevils.
Just rebels breaking all the rules.
Hosting some people. Breaking that rule again, guys. We're rule breakers over
here. Yeah,
we
are.
But my pool was green and I was so frustrated. I mean, it was like a hue of green, but it was green enough that I was like kind of embarrassed. And George had gone camping over the weekend with the kids, which was awesome. But I was home and I like looked out the window. I'm like, ooh, it's a little like hue of green. So I'm literally like, you know, jump on it that day. I go to the pool store. I get chlorine. I'm calling George. I shocked it like a day later. I'm like, okay, we got to play catch up. And this is only our, what is this going to be? This will be our officially our third summer owning a pool.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Two summers.
Two. Oh my
no.
gosh. Third for you.
Third.
I had to build mine.
I closed
mine,
in May, so yeah. and yeah. then we
this
moved
is your
in
third.
In August.
Yeah.
Right? Is this going to be our third summer, right?
This is your third, because I was, yes, it's your third. Go ahead.
And so we've only had two summers with a pool. And last summer, we finally got the chlorine thing down. Like, it is a science, and we really just don't have the heart to, like, pay a pool guy. I mean, we may come to that down the road if we really can't stay consistent. But
yeah.
we got it down, and it's funny because through the winter, you don't have to treat it, like, at all. Like, the cool weather keeps it exactly the way it's supposed to be. But it's that heat and sun that, like, cooks it real fast, and it creates that algae. And so you have to be on it. And so it just got fast, hot. So fast, and we did really well the first few weeks, and then it like whatever it's I don't know. Anyways, it got green. As soon as it gets green, it's like you either have to act really fast, or it's kind of a big catch up to get it back blue.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, we were just dealing with that this week, and that was just annoying because I swear it's like every time I go to host, like right before it, like even last summer, there was another time where I'm like, oh my gosh, like our pool's green. Do I need to cancel? I'm not having people swim in a green pool. And I'm not talking gross green, but it's just like
enough.
Not icy blue. It's like turquoise. And I'm like, I don't want a turquoise pool right now.
No, totally.
So that was a total bugger.
Totally. Okay, well, my miss, and it's kind of a disgusting one, but I'm going to share it because it's a miss. It definitely was. So update on the potty training, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Luke is like 100%. He's
That's
doing great.
So and
he,
good.
Yeah, he has been for weeks. Hallelujah. My last child's out of diapers. Like,
that's so good.
Such a
oh my gosh.
Liberating moment. It really is.
It is.
But he still has not graduated to the big potty for number twos.
Okay.
So we are now standing to go pee. He's got that down.
Oh,
he's
good.
Doing it great. He makes it in the water, doing great. But some reason for number two, he still wants to sit on his little training potty. Okay.
Right.
All right. So two or three nights ago, we had like put the kids to bed, whatever. Apparently, Luke, long story short, I come up to bed at like 10 o'clock at night. And you guys, his potty is in my bedroom, my bathroom in there. And he had left the biggest number two in his training potty. And my bedroom reeked. And I don't even mean like a small odor. Like I couldn't even sleep in there that night. It was so bad. It's like it had sat in there for 3 hours. And it was like, how did I miss this, first of all? Like, did he just go?
He's not, like, wiping himself, is he?
I think Kate is wiping him.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So I know that there has been a time or two where I've been like, Kate, go help. Like, I can't. Go wipe, you know, whatever. Because they're like, you know, anyway.
Right.
This is so disgusting, but it was such a big miss. I literally took all the sheets off my bed because I felt like it was, like, in the sheets. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had to wash my sheets. It was so gross. And so that was just such a miss. Always check the baby potty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Always check it. It was so gross. And I'm so over potty training. It's the worst.
I know. You're almost done. You're almost done.
But for real, do you think I need to get him one of those, like, seat thing? How do you get them on the big potty?
Yeah, oh, I would. If he's really, like, attached to the small potty, he's probably just, like, intimidated. So that small little seat would help.
I think he thinks he's going to, like, fall in the big one. Because, like, for example, if we're downstairs, I'll go with him and put him on the big one. But he wants me to hold him on it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, Mom. Like, he's
nervous.
Yeah,
just get him that little seat cover.
They're
exactly.
like $15, though. You think it's worth it?
Oh, I used to have one. Let me think where I put it.
Oh, it's fine.
Have to find it.
But you think that would do the trick?
Oh, well, yeah.
And just be like, baby potty's going away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I think that'd be great.
Anyway. Okay. Well, that's my mess. All right. Well, we hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks for entering our giveaway if you did. It was so fun to celebrate a mama out there.
We love giveaways.
I know we do.
We really don't make anything, but anything that we do make, we kind of like to give back because it makes us happy.
Yeah.
I think our love language might be gifting.
Yeah,
I think it is. I know mine is. Is yours?
Yeah. I think it's on. Yeah, it's on there.
For sure.
Yeah.
We definitely like gifting. So anyway. All right. Well, I hope quarantine's somewhat lifting wherever you are. And
right.
that all is well and healthy with your family. We will be back next Monday with a brand new episode.
I know. And big news, Sarah and I are going to get our nails done at a salon this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
We're super excited for that because salons are opening up tomorrow.
And it's rough. Let's be real. Yes. The toes are rough.
I can't wait for a pedicure.
It's so true. It couldn't come at a better time.
Totally.
We're getting in our swimsuit. Okay. All right, guys. Well, have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, later.
Bye-bye.